The Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant stopped operating at the end of 2014. The decommissioning of the plant, a process expected to take decades, remains a heated issue as methodology and funding continue to be reviewed and debated. During a joint hearing of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittees on Energy and Power and Environment and the Economy in September, Vermont Congressman Peter Welch asked NRC Chairman Stephen Burns a number of questions regarding how extensively legitimate public representatives, including the Public Service Department and Attorney General, would be allowed to have a seat at the table, how the decommissioning fund will be used, and which decommissioning procedure should be used. Vermont's sole representative has now followed up with a letter to the NRC chairman, further detailing those concerns. Welch, a Democrat, says there's been no progress.
We've just got to keep up the pressure for two reasons. First, it really is going to make a difference in how this is handled around the Vernon reactor. But secondly, this is going to set a precedent. The NRC doesn't have a game plan about how to seriously include the local stakeholders, like the local business community, the local elected officials. So we have to stay on this in order to make certain that the communities are heard.
Entergy Vermont Yankee spokesman Marty Cohn says the issues Congressman Welch has are with the NRC and points out that Vermont Yankee is compliant with decommissioning requirements. Cohn adds that the company does numerous outreach efforts.
We meet regularly with the public. We're participants in the Nuclear Decommissioning Citizen Advisory Panel. We participate in a number of community groups and presentations. And we have our now award-winning cable show, Safe Store Matters. With regard to state stakeholders, we continually dialogue with representatives from the various state agencies, and will continue to do so.
Vermont Department of Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia says Welch's letter reinforces the concern that the state or local communities hosting nuclear plants have no direct role in the decommissioning process.
It's all in an effort to try and move toward the direction where the states and the local communities have at least a say in what's going on, even if the NRC ultimately disagrees with her position. At least we would have a mechanism to engage them in a discussion.
On Thursday, the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board issued an order granting Entergy's motion to withdraw a license amendment that would have removed a requirement to provide the NRC with 30 days' notice before taking money out of the Vermont Yankee Decommissioning Trust Fund. Commissioner Recchia says the move by the federal board is good for Vermont.
One, we're getting the 30-day notice reinstated. And then two, we're getting conditions that make Entergy responsible for telling us if any of the funds they're withdrawing for fall into categories that we have disputed as being eligible for decommissioning trust fund expenditures. So this is very, very good news for Vermont.
You can read Congressman Welch's letter at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.